that the chol of the milk of it remains also even after you play the root. That's the loch of psuli hamakdoshim. The milk and the gizer is also even lacha pidgin. Now, Mama, what would you say before? A niftin tamimim, these kids that are born, again, where the mother was first a kedushas aguf, and then it became a balmum, and then it became pregnant, and then you applied to it, and then it gave birth. So it says, this kid right now is a niftin tamimim, which is, and also says, v'ein matvis l'chozev ha-shiyitza. You can't be matvish if any korban you want, only for the korban, the same korban the mother was. Now the diik is, tamimim hu d'loy mifriki. You just can't be applied to it when it's a tam. When it comes about mum mifriki, then you could be poiderit. And how is this? Rashi says this, like we learned before, where you are matvisit l'shem zevach. So therefore, it has a gedusha chamur on it, and therefore, right now, you could be poiderit. Now, the also is the chol sheyirtzo. Who diyein matvisin? You can't be matvis for any other korban. Chol yois zevach matvisin, but for this korban, you could. Seichim mishkach. What's the case talking about? The matvisin yois zevach. V'niftin v'mumon. So chur if so, name if you have a tuft of the Rafuna. This chur should be cast on Rafuna. Because here it's mashmo, like the eight you learned before, from Marova, Mishmedu, and Mechanina, that the eight is somach lepidyon, before you pray to the mother, go ahead and be makdish the kid, l'shem ois the korban. That gives you the kedusha on the korban, then you could be praying to this kedusha. So how come Rav Chur to Kash and Rav Huna? Rav Huna before said no, that these kids have no Eitzah, you have to just let them die. And here at Samashma, you could be matzvist them, and therefore you could be able to be pointed to them. So Chur to Kash and Rav Huna? Samara says no. Omalak Rav Huna, Rav Huna can answer you and say like this. Who are then really this Bryson means to tell us? The Yafilo Balimum and Einiftin. No, even though it's a Balimum, still you can't be pointed to it. Like we had before, the Gzer was Shema Yali Gadol Adarim Adarim, and you'll have Sulam Adashim Ram, and you come to work with him. We don't want that. So therefore, Midir Abdullah Nakol Ponim, we say you cannot be paid to it, and you have to let her die. Even though it's a Baal Mum, maybe you also can't be paid to it. If so, how come it only says you can't be paid to them to Mimim? So I'll tell you, V'ayad did the Tony Rasha, since it's the Chidish Rasha, that Niftan to Mimim, those you could be paid to even though they're at hand, is Tananami Seifa and Niftan to Mimim. It says in the Seifa that you can't be paid to them when they're to Mimim. But it could be, who are then, even though it's a Baal Mum also? We hold that the Psula HaMakdashim, we do not want them to stay around because we're afraid to come to work with them or to share off the wool. Therefore, there's a Gzerim of the Rabbanin that the kids have Kedusha, that you can't redeem them, and therefore you have to let them die. But since you're wasting your time anyway, people will get rid of them right away. They'll shech the Psula HaMakdashim right away. So it could be really you can't be paid for it, even though it's a Baal Mum. The reason why it says Tamimim, because it says Nereisha Tamimim. And we added to any ratio lechozevach shiyutza that you could be makdashit to the nami seif lechozevach shiyutza you can't. But who are then liyoisay sevach also maybe you can't. And those would not help. That could be a whole like Rav Huna. That there is exerim in the rabbonin. There is no way to make it that the vlad of psulam kedoshim you could use, but rather the vlad always remains also. And the din is yes, nichnas to keep and let it die. And that's the gzera that we did not want you to keep around the Psula HaMakdashim, that people will not come to work with them and to share off the wool. Now we have, now the Brice, it says, Vashechta Machutz Potter. If you shecht it outside, still you potter. So Rashi said, this is going on the Brice. He Rashi says, say for the Brice, Liel, that, Vashechten, Vyakotchim, Shekodim Magdashim is Mumim. In a case where the Gdusha was there before the Mum. So it has kedushas aguf. Still, if you shecht it outside, you potter. And the reason is because since it's a baal mum, it's not fit to be brought inside. Therefore, if you shecht it outside, still you potter. Now, Rav Huna Masni Chai, Rav Huna holds no. In such a case where the mother had a kedushas aguf, even though it became a baal mum, you chay for shechting it bachutz. Or mukol lo bedukin shivah, and he puts it as the mum was a split in the eye. If you leave it there, it goes according to the kibbutz sheet. The yom that he holds such a small mum, he molu lo yerdu. That b'diyevet, if you put it on the meat, on the mizbeach, you do not take it down. So therefore, that's called chozir lepnim. So therefore, now if you shecht it bachutz, you'd be chayiv koros. Then it says in the Braisa, ben lefnei pinyon, ben nachat pinyon, yoyset tmura. Even after you poided the mother, still it makes tmura. Because the mother had a kedushas aguf, because it was kaddish first, and then it became a baal mum. The omer of nach, the omer of avuha, hu tmuros liyachat pinyon, mesa. Like if you are poided, you redeem the mother first, and then you take another behemoth and say Zutach Azu, even though it's a chiddush to say that Tumur is Chal, the second behemoth becomes Kodesh, but the din of the behemoth is Mesa, you can't bring it for Korban, you can't redeem it, you have to let it die. My time, what's the reason? Because hey, Chilev, what can we do? Likrive, should you say to be makir, be bringer for korban like all other tumuris? Mikreya kedusha duchuy kasya. Here, no, here the mother, you already redeemed it and was a balmun, so pshita doesn't have kedusha to be korban on the mizbeach. Lifrike, but let's say now you want to redeem it. Loyalima limitfis pidyoinoi. Since again the mother is already a balmun and it was already chozi venitche, so therefore it's a kedusha kala like we had before. It's not strong enough to take off that kedusha. It's not strong enough to be tofas pidyoinoi. Hilkach therefore meis, there's no way, you just have to let it die. Mask of Lord Ravam Ram is the question. V'teichol b'mumay lebailin. Why don't we say that the owner can eat it when it becomes a balmum? This tmura, why don't we say the owner can eat it? V'chima, why is this different? Bein zula tmuras b'chor v'maisa. If you have a korban of b'chor v'maisa and you make a tmura, so din is it's chala din tmura, but the locher is you're allowed to eat it when it becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it. The Sinan, we learn like this. Tumuras bechor u'maisa. If you have a bechor u'maisa behema, that you make a tumura, take another behem and say zutach azu. So locher is hein uvlodin 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 atzev kolaylam harayin kebchor. Or the tumura and its kids and all the kids downwards have the same aloch like a bechor itself. U'maisa and like maisa. What does that mean to say? That v'yoichlu b'mumin labaylam. That's true. The tumura of a bechor, there's a posik, you don't bring it. You can't be makarit for a korban. So what do we do instead? We wait until the tumura has the mum on it, and then the owner can eat it. Or by a bechor, then the kanim can eat it. So the Chura Kashrus say here also, by the psul ha-megadoshim, if you make tumura on it, why do we say that when it becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it? So Omalei Abaye says back, no, ze shem imoy olav, this one has its mother's name on it, we'll soon see, the ze shem imoy olav, this one has its mother's name on it. What does that mean to say? Ze kuloi tumuras bechor u'maisa mikri. That this is called the tumura of a bechor of a maisa. If so, it has the locha like the maisa, like the bechor. So ma bechor maisa, just like a korban bechor, and the maisa the locha is the mumam misfaslan lebailim. When the bechor gets a balmum, the kohen is allowed to eat it. Or when a maisa bein becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it, and you don't have to redeem it first. Therefore, af tumuros the misfaslan, the same locha the tumura. If you have a korban bechor and you say zutach azu, so the tumura of the bechor. We have a pasuk to say it's not korv lagavi amazbeich, but our korban has loch like a bechor. That the mumoy you'll not eat it, because by a bechor we dashin ach bechor shor we dashin hein kravim. The Rashi says v'yein tumurosin kravim. There's no din hakrov on the tumura of a bechor, but our korban the tumura has a shame a bechor on it. So therefore you can eat it when it's a balmum, even though you're not poider it. Mashenkin over here v'zeh shem imo olov the regular korban. That now became a balmum, so the kids have the same aloch like the tumura has the same aloch like the yika korban. So tumura's kochim mikri is called the tumura of a korban. Ma kochim, just like a regular korbanus, excluding a bechor and a ma'isa beima. Loi misachli elevatidyon, there's no way to eat it. Once it was chalak dushas aguf, there's no way to eat it, a regular person, until you redeem it first. Is af tumurosa nami. The same thing, the tumura of a psul ha-megdoshim also loy mesach le'el of a pigeon. You could only eat it if you could be poider it. For ho, now in this case, where you already redeemed the mother, and now you make tumura, so loyalima le'mitves pidyonoi, the amount of kedusha that was chal upon this tumura is not strong enough to be able to be taken off through a pigeon. Therefore, there's no thing to do with it, but you have to let it die. So Mar says, Tanya, bring another proof. Tanya, you also learned this, Tanya Kavosu of Nachman, being another proof of Nachman, that it says, Minayin l'tumuras psuli ha-megdoshim. Shemesa, how do we know that that's talocha? If you have a psuli ha-megdoshim, it means the korbin that became a balmum. And even after you appoider it, if you make a tumur on it, you say zutach azu, then the loch of that tumur is shemesa, that's the dai. Talmudem, the posuk says, Mimalei hagero tomei. So talking about a malei hagero behemoth Torah, and it ends off saying it's tomei. So as she said, the sefer the krok sif tomi yulechem, and we darshin that is something that has to money tyra, and so it's also bachila, and this is talking about a tumuras of a psulim hamgedoshim. That's what we darshin from this pasuk. Talmud leima mimali hagera tomi, the remains tomi is teaching us that the tumur of psulim hamgedoshim you can't eat, but rather you have to let it die. For the gemara hami bode we need this pasuk le chomish chatois meisos. There's a special loch of five different chatois. That you have to let them die. Shemesa by Leho, if the owner died, or Shineskapu by Leho, or the Tumura of it is one of the lochis. So who need it for another drasha? So Gemara says, no, who? This halacha, the chomish katoris meisois, be mafrisei haparasa tomei. From another pasuk, that even though it has mafrisei parasa, the hooves are split, still is tomei. So the Gemara says, tani namiachu, like this also. Midain, how do we know taka le chomish katoris meisois, that the halacha, these chomish, different, five different halachas about the korban chatit, that you have to let it die? Tamlim, the pasuk says, mafrisei haparasa tomei. So you see, from this pasuk we learn it out from, and not from the pasuk of Mimali Agera. So from the pasuk of Mimali Agera, we learn out that the tumura of the psul hamkadoshim is asatit, is lemisa. Now the more is the question: chomish chatois meisois. What do you need a pasuk for? Hilchas gemira law. That's a special halach lamoshim sinai. That there are five different halachas by chatis. We said that it's chapur by leo or meisa by leo. That's lemisa ozlo. You can't do anything with it. But it's halach lamoshim sinai. So what he's saying here? We dash from a pasuk. We mafrisi haparsa. So more is true. Ela rather ki also kro letumuras oshim. The pasuk is not coming for a chatis, but it's coming for the tumur of a korban oshim. Teacher, that's also bachila. For the Gemara, tumuras oshim nami hilchas is also one of the five halachas. That al klal is kol she bechatis mesa. The tumur of a chatis is mesa. To klal of anything by korban chatis is mesa is the oshim roya. By an oshim, the din is yet let it pasture in the fields till it becomes a mamum, and then you can be paid for it. So you'll need a pasuk for this. That's also part of the local Moshe Mitzinai, that Tumras Oshim is you have to let it become a Baal Mum. So Mura says true, El Yerlom Chomish Chatois Mesos, that the pasuk is coming to teach us this halacha, that these five special halachas about a korban chatis is Lamisi, you have to let it die. And if so, the Yitzrach, Krov Yitzrach Hilchas, I'll tell you, you need both. You need the pasuk, and you need the local Moshe Mitzinai, it's not a stira to have both. Nimi Krov would have just had this pasuk of Mefrisia Parso, Havi Minai would have thought to say Luria. The Pasuk just tells us it's also to bring it for carbon. These five chatoyas, she can't be makriv. What should you do with it? I would have thought, let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a bamum, and then you could be pointed to them. Kamash, that's the Chiddush, no Hilchasa, that Lamisa. The Halacha tells us, no, you have to let it die. If so, let's just have the halacha. No, Vim Hilchasav just from the halacha Lamashim Sin, the Havi Minai would have thought to say, Heicha di Ovid, Ikri v'ochem ani chomish chatois. Let's say somebody went ahead and ate from one of these five chatois. In a case where the owner already had his kapara, like they were mafresh one korban chatis and they lost it, and they brought another one, and now they found the first one. So let's say somebody shechted and the kohen ate from it. I would have thought to say Yisuri Kishru is over in Issa, but maybe lav lek, maybe there's no lav. Kamashmalon, yes, that's this pasuk of mafresh parasa that the ikal lav, that these even a lav. So the kids, it's not a theory to say you need both the halacha l'mashim sinai and the pasuk. The boy said, if you want to say like this, le'yakusha, this pasuk comes to teach us a hekesh, that dov rabo mimale gero, le dov rabo mimafrisi pasuk, come and tell us both have the same halacha. That ma'al lahala mimisa, just like the halacha of chomish chatois, is that you have to let it die, so tell you afkan here also, by the tamura of the psuli hamagdoshim, you know what the din is, afkan b'misa. Halach here is that you have to let it die. That's what we need it for. True, it's halach l'mashe m'sinai. But even though it's halach, the pasuk teaches us to make this hekesh. To teach us in mafrisei aparso and in mali agera, that just like the chomish chatois, the din is yet let them die. Here also, by the tmura of a balas psuli hamagdoshim, also din is l'misa ozla. Now the Mishnah says like this. Hamakabel soin barzum menovi kechovim. Let's say a guy that owns a para, owns a cow, he gives it over to the Jew, and he makes a condition with him that you could work with it for the next 10 years, and the babies, the blood that it has, will split. Half of them belong to you, the Jew. But it's called Sarna Barrels, the meaning to say, we value how much this para is worth right now. If let's say it's worth $100 right now, to make a condition that no matter what happens to it, the Jew is going to have to give back $100 to the guy. Even if this poor becomes worth less later, or let's say it dies later, still the Jew is makabel upon himself that he's going to have to pay it back. That's the lashon of a makabel tsoin the barzel. You make the tsoin the sheep like a barzel, like metal. Just like metal can't get lost, can't be destroyed, here also, no matter what happens to it, you make up, you'll have to pay back the guy the value of it, how much it's worth now. And again, the condition was that the Jew works with it, and the vlad is that it has, they share. So the Mishnah says the locher is below the Sayyim. The kids that you have from this paro, so even though the